Banks Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening once again, sports fans. It's Friday, the end of the week once again. I hope you've had a pleasant week in general. At this time on a Friday evening, it's time to bring you up to date with some of the latest sporting news coming up. Our regular look at the latest footballing fixtures taking place tomorrow will Rushen United continue their strong start at the top of the Men's Premier League, and will Peel take the chance to top the Women's Division? That's part of what's coming up after a brief interlude for the start of cup competitions. League games are returning this weekend in mixed Manx hockey, and the autumn and winter season for Ireland Athletics boasts a variety of different competitions in the coming weeks and months. We'll find out more about that. That's all to come this evening. So, the football season is marching on again this weekend. Before we find out what's happening on Ireland, just a very quick congratulations to FC Isle of Man. They were named the NWCFL Division 1 South Team of the Month for September. The Ravens are actually currently on a 5-game unbeaten run in all competitions. Their most recent result was a 3-2 win over Ellesmere Rangers in Shropshire last Saturday. Tomorrow they're travelling to Pershall Park to take on Eccleshaw in their latest league outing, so very best of luck to them. Now, back to more local matters with our eyes on the fixtures this Saturday on Manx Shores, and in fact, actually, this evening and the Sunday. We've got Tony Meppen with us. Good evening.
Good evening, Rob.
Yep, as I mentioned, it's not just Saturday where we usually see all the games. We have actually got a game on this evening, imminently almost, in Combi 2. We'll start with that. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff this evening, St John's versus Douglas Athletic.
Yeah, it's the first one of the new season. It's always nice to see, and it's something different as well. And it's quite interesting that out of the clubs that are in Division 2, six of them chose to play first team and combination at St John's on a Friday evening. It's something different. Few people who have got nothing to do sort of get in the cars and go down and watch it. And tonight it's the time of Division 2 combi, which is St John's against Douglas Athletic. You look at the league table, St John's are third, sitting pretty, play 3-1-3. Douglas Athletic have found it tough going. They're in ninth place, so it does point to a St John's victory. But St John's got one or two combination players who played for the first team last time, so they're not eligible to play tonight. So it might just make it a little bit more even. But it's a nice night, isn't it? The pitch will be perfect, floodlit as well. And maybe it's something that they need to look at in the future. It's an awful lot of money, but maybe more clubs might look to put floodlights up, and then we can have some more night games.
Friday night football's got, the phrase has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I think it's a bit of a carry on the weekend, and it's quite interesting when you get feedback of how people have dealt with it. And they said it's great because they play the Friday night, they're with their teammates, they can go out and have a beer afterwards, or if they want, they can go shopping with their wives on a Saturday. Well, I'll give that one a miss, but if it's their bag, then let them crack on. And no, I think it's good. You know, it's just something that's totally different to a Saturday afternoon fixture, and the Friday nights have always been popular.
Could spice things up a bit going forward. Okay, so looking to Saturday, actually, we'll start with the Canada Life Premier League, Ramsey versus Ayr.
And it's a Northern Derby, and these are always forms out the window. You just get on with what's going. But when you look at the league table, it's not telling any lies that Ayr are right in it. They're in second position. They've played four with 10 points. They're just behind Rushen, who've played a game more. But just behind them is Ramsey. Ramsey have played 5 for 10, so saving points. Now, I haven't seen Ayr this year yet. Hopefully we'll catch up with them shortly. But I watched Ramsey last week, and it didn't quite happen for them. They come across a very stern Moran team, and Ramsey found it very difficult to break them down. Didn't really create too many chances up front, and that's something Anthony Cooper will be trying to rectify. But Nick Hurt and Rick Holden have certainly got Ayr mixing it big time with the big teams, and they'll be looking to try and turn Ramsey over. And it is at Ballacloan. It's always a great place to play football there. It's one of my favourite football pitches on the Isle of Man. And I just think the way Ayr are going at the moment, Danny Oram's in good form, Sean Kelly as well, Jamie Callister's keeping things tight at the back. It points to me for an Ayr victory.
Fantastic venue. So, yeah, one to look out to. Probably one of the picks of the weekend. Heading right down to the other end of the island, it's Rushen versus Moran.
Yeah, it is. And I've had the FC Isle of Man squad through, and I noticed that Firo Davies has been taken for the FC Isle of Man squad for tomorrow's game. So that'll sort of hold against them a little bit. Mikey Williams isn't in the squad, so whether he has to stay put on the island for something going on or whether he's injured, I'm not too sure. But against Moran, massive, massive improvement 7 days ago for Moran. When you look at the goals that they conceded, what was it, something like 17, 18 in two games, it was an awful lot. And when I watched the team play last week, I thought, well, what's happened? And all I've heard is that the players chose to, do, if you like, the fitness training themselves in their own time so they could play more football at club training. Well, it didn't work. And by all accounts, they've changed it around a little bit. And I think David Brew and Keir Morris have got it absolutely spot on. They worked hard last week. They've got some really good young players coming through. But I just think against Russian at the moment, Russian playing some really good football. They've got the bit between the teeth. They were close to winning the league last year, but this year certainly one of the favourites. And I'm going to go for Russian to take the victory.
The ones to catch going forward at the moment, anyway, the way the table is currently. We talked about Ramsey Eyre being a derby. I believe there is another one, Douglas Royal and Douglas Old Boys.
Yeah, it's not quite a derby. They're a bit of distance away from each other. Old Boys, Blackberry Lane, Douglas Royal up at Bala Fletcher. But when you look at the league tables, it's all to play for because Royal have only played four games, going well, 7 points on the board. Douglas High School Old Boys have played five with six. Bit of a sticky start for them, but they're getting into the groove now. It's all down to having their starting 11 that they want, and they keep missing one or two players at the moment, but they'll be looking for the same sort of performance that they had against Laxey, as were with Royal. Made it really difficult against Corinthians. 2-0 down, 2-2, great character. Dominic Brennan is certainly a player to look out for. But again, I don't know if Taylor Andrews is going to be playing, and there are others in there. Jamie Halliday keeps things tight at the back. Harry Horbury's a good goalkeeper. I'm just going to go for a draw on this one. I don't go for a draw very often, but I just don't think there's much to choose between these two teams. And in current form, I'm just going to go for a draw on this one, because I think about the same the way they're playing.
Very well. And then we've got St George's versus Corinthians.
This is a big game, this, because you look at the league table. Corinthians are fifth, St George's are seventh. Look back to last week's result against Union Mills. I just thought Union Mills would get obliterated in that game. Pretty impressive by Mills. They won 4-1. And I think St George's tomorrow may have a different team. I've not heard any team news, but no Chris Bass, no Sean Quay in FC Isle of Man. So I would say that there's a good chance that they'll play, because I think it's a game that both sides have got to win. I don't think a draw's any good. If they're going to compete for the league, they need 3 points. And also now we're looking at the Descartes Railway Cup semi-finals, which is at the halfway stage of the season. So both teams have got a tremendous amount to play for tomorrow. No team news from either camp, which I expected, because it's going to be tightly guarded, that one. But I know Blaine Slattery will be without an awful lot of players once again. But it's the way it is playing for FC Isle of Man. But the players that have come in, young players, are playing really well. And Callum Taylor up front, good young player. Danny Gerrard's been immense in that midfield role. Joshua Riding's playing really well. And defensively, when they've got that balance four, Stewie Smith's back in there now. Cam Lee's playing. Darren Kane on the left-hand side. And you've got Kelly on that right-hand side. I just feel that, Corinthians will make it difficult for St George's. But St George's, if Kieran McNulty's in the same form as he was at the start of the season, pre-season, that could be the difference for them. So tight game, but I'll just go for Corinthians.
And the other game in that division, Peel and Rycop.
Yeah, and Peel, bottom of the table, and Ramsey Youth Centre above them. Youthy played 4, 1 point. Peel played 3, no points. A lot of good young players playing for Peel tomorrow. I haven't got the squad yet, but I've had a tip off that there's 4 or 5 of the under-18s playing in. That's what they've got to go with. If they haven't got the more older and maturer players to play fit, then they've got to go for that. No Lee Gale, he's in FC Isle of Man. Reece Oates has still got this knee injury that he's getting over. So Ramsey Youth Centre got a great chance. But Jason Crane's transferred from Ramsey Youth Centre to Ramsey, so that's a big loss for them. Jack Gilbert as well has gone the same route. He's gone from Youth Centre to Ramsey. So that's not helped Andy Back's cause. So I'm going to go for Peel to win.
Okay, now moving on, we'll speed things up a bit. Yep. Here, I think. Obviously, we're going into Div 2 now. 5 games in there.
Yeah, there is 5 games, and when you look at them, there's some good games in there as one, but standout game, I think, and that's Onken against Maloo. It's a big, big game. Onchan fourth, Malou are second. There's only a point between them, but Onchan have got that game in hand. I know Onchan are missing a few players tomorrow. Probably Malou are missing some as well. But I just think this one here is going to be a bit of a telltale sign of where this Division 2 title is going to go, because you've got Foxdale involved. You've also got St John's. Pulley are on the edge of it as well. But I just feel tomorrow that Malou might just edge this, purely because Onchan, it's a very, very young side. They're going to go for it, but I just think Malou will have enough.
All right, and now looking into Canada Life Combi 1, four games in that one.
I think in this one, I'm looking at Rams U Centre, Peel, go Peel's way. Old Boys against Royal, I'm going to go for Royal. Moran against Russian, Russian should win that. And Air against Ramsey, as we say, Northern battle, I'm going to go for, I think, just in that game, Ramsey to win it, because I think Air might just have one or two players missing.
All right, and moving on, we also have Combi 2, I believe, five fixtures in that.
Five fixtures in there, and also when you look at the top of the table, it's Malou, and they play against Onchan, who are third, so I'll go for Malou to win that one. Paul Rose against Braddon, I'm going to go for Pulley, because Pulley have got a nosebleed in this, second in the league. Foxdale against D&D, Foxdale are seventh. Douglas and District are in 11th place, so I'll go for Foxdale. Jim's against Governors. I think certainly in this one, even though Governors are below Jim's, I think it'll be a good battle, but I think Jim's will take the points in that. And then Castletown against Michael. Castletown are 6th. Michael are in 9th. I'm going to go for Castletown to take maximum points in that game.
All right, and last and certainly not least, on Sunday we have three fixtures in the Canada Life Women's Division.
Yeah, and we're coming to the halfway stage of the grass fixtures in women's football. No surprises, I don't think, where we are with league tables. And I heard your comment right at the start of the programme for Peel, and I think Peel are certainly the team to beat. The big game, I think, is next week, Royal against Corinthians. That'll give us a pointer of where that's going to go, because Peel have already beaten Royal and beaten Corinthians. But on Sunday, Onchan against Corinthians. Now, this game's been moved to the bowl. Same time kickoff, but just the bowl's available. The stadium, a little bit of work's been done on it this week with the posts, so we're not taking any chances, so that'll be at the bowl. Castletown against Union Mills. I think Castletown should just edge that. They've got one or two more experienced players in there. And Colby against Peel. One Direction in this one. Peel are so, so strong this year. They've got players back from university, new players who've signed from, and they certainly are looking a really top team this season. I'm going to go for Peel to win.
Excellent. Tony, thanks very much just for the moment. After an interlude for cup competitions last weekend, league fixtures are getting back underway in mixed hockey this weekend. As ever, there are fixtures spanning from the mixed Premier League down to the mixed Division 2, as well as a number of games in the under-16s category. Earlier today, I caught up, as ever, with Sam Spooner to take a look over what's coming up tomorrow. So, Sam, thanks very much once again for joining us. Obviously, we had an interlude from the league last weekend for the cup competitions, but the mixed leagues are back. So, just taking a quick look back first on the cup competitions, what was your overall thoughts on the first sort of round of them?
I think Bakker's return to form was one of the key components. You know, return of Jamie Brown. Ramsey obviously beat Bakker's 2 weeks ago in a league, but Bakker's back to winning ways, and it was 3-3, two hat-trick heroes, Elliot Reid and Nat Smith. But Jamie Brown, like I said, would make the difference, and he did with the winning goal. Seeing Bakker's return to form is good. They've got Vikings A in the next round, which I think will be a much bigger challenge for them. But you can never count Bakker's out of anything.
Yeah, we did cover this last weekend. So looking forward to what's happening this weekend. Looking at the fixtures, we'll start with the mixed Premier League. The first one we've got up here, which is the earlier start, is Valkyries B versus Bakker's A.
Yeah, and I think this one should be a fairly easy win for Bakker's A. Valkyries B, bottom of the table. They've been playing well without getting the wins they want. But I think Bakker's A is going to be stretched too far for them this weekend.
And three games being played at 2:00. One of those is the league leaders, Vikings A. They take on Bakker's B.
Yeah, and I think everybody in the league is going to hope that Bakker's B can spring a surprise. I mean, there have been a few surprises this season. Ramsey A beating Bakker's A, and then Vikings B beating Bakker's A. Castletown Celts' forms have been a little bit surprising this year. Not to me, but to a few others I've spoken to. So I don't doubt Bakker's B could spring a surprise, but Vikings A should win this one fairly easily.
And over in the West, Valkyries A versus Castletown Celts.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be quite a physical game, and that's not because the teams hate each other or anything like that. It's just when I love playing against Valkyries A and Castletown, because they are physical sides, and you feel like you've been involved in a big, big game when you've played them. And I think these two sides coming together, Valcaise, if they switch off, Castletown Celts will punish them. Paul Kelly's back playing in that side as well, and they should have a few more players back from, you know, being away and being injured and stuff from last weekend as well. So Castletown Celts are going to be stronger than they were last week. Valcaise, though, they should win, but they need to be careful and be switched on for the whole 70 minutes.
And the other game in that division, up in the north, it's Ramsey A versus Vikings B.
Yeah, and you're playing in this game, Vikings B, I understand. Ramsey A, really good news for them this week. They've got a new club sponsor called Exceed Business Services. I understand they're organising a press release for further information, but congratulations to Ramsey A, really, really important sponsor for them. But I think this weekend, I think Ramsey A should come away with a victory. But saying that, Vikings B have had a few surprising results this season, namely Backers A beating them in the final minute of the match. But Ramsey A are a very, very good side this season, and I think they should do enough. They should have enough in reserve to beat Vikings B.
Moving on then into the mixed division one, the early start is over at Castle Rushen, and that's Castletown Camags versus Vikings C.
So yeah, this is Castletown Camags, currently bottom of the league. They should be Castletown's third team, but they're currently sitting in fourth place in terms of the Castletown positionings. And they've struggled a little bit this season. But then when you look at the quality of the players they do have, you know, Don Stewart, quality hockey player. Mark Corlett, the Divine Ponytail, as a couple of players call him. They are very, very good players. They've got a really strong core, and you cannot underestimate Camags in any way, shape or form. Vikings C, though, they've been getting better and better as the season's gone on. Really good week against Castletown Southerners last week in the Cup. So I think Vikings C should win this one. But like I said, I'll caveat that with Camags are very capable of causing a surprise here.
And then straight after that, at Castle Rushen again, it's Castletown Cushags versus Harlequins A.
Yeah, so Castletown's fourth team against Harlequins A. I think Harlequins A are far too strong for Castletown Cushags, in all fairness. I think Harlequins A are probably going to be second in the league, behind runaway leaders Valcaise C.
And then at half three, just taking a look at this, Valcaise C against Castletown Southerners over at QE2.
Yeah, and I think Valcaise C should easily have the strength here to beat Castletown Southerners. Last week, they did look a bit depleted in terms of personnel when they played against Vikings C in the plate. But that being said, if they've got their full strength back, Castletown Southerners will challenge Valcaise C. But when you look at the quality of players of Valcaise C, the likes of Flo Barber, Rob Condra, Chris Thomas, Steph Cartier, I think Valcaise C are the favourites there.
And another game at the same time at half three is Backers Colts against Ramsey Ravens.
It could be a really tight game in prospect here. Ravens are, again, a good side. They've drawn with Vikings C. Vikings C drew with Backers Colts, but Backers Colts seem to have kicked on from that opening day of the season, and they've been really impressive. So Ravens will need to be on top form to come away with even a point against Backers Colts. Backers Colts are favourites here.
All right, moving over to Mixed Division 2 and an early start here, 11 o'clock. Vikings E, they take on Castletown Cosney at the NSC.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of this, to be fair. I think Cosney will be a bit too strong for Vikings E, but Vikings E have got some really good players. James Craig's captain of that E team. And you look at the personnel they've got, you know, there's a few players in there that were in last year's men's C team. And they're a quick side, that Vikings E team. So Castletown Cosney will need to be strong to overcome Vikings E. But I think Cosney probably just edged the favourites tag for me.
And then also at the same time, another early start. And this one's down south. It's Castletown Carrick and Backers C.
So yeah, these are the lowest teams of Castletown and Backers. So this is Castletown's sixth team, the new sixth team. And Backers C, which is the fourth team because they've got the Colts sitting above them in the league above. But I think both sides, I think overall, they're more a social team than they are going out to win everything in sight. And I think it'll be a pleasant game of hockey. Castletown and Carrick should just about edge it, but nobody will care at the result at the end of the day.
And then at 12:30 at the NSC, we've got Harlequins B against Ramsey Rookies.
Harlequins B started the season really, really well. Ramsey Rookies, though, they're joint top with Vikings D. They have had the easier games so far, and this is probably one of the first games they're going to have played in that they're going to be truly challenged right to the end. And I think Harlequins B, for me, probably going to be slightly stronger than Rookies, but when you've got Dan Stevenson playing up front for you, if like Ramsey do, you cannot count them out in any way, shape or form. Do I have to put a favourite?
It's entirely up to you, but...
See, Riyadh make me pick a favourite, so I'm going to sit on the fence and say a draw.
Fair enough, then. Fair enough. Very democratic, I'll give you that. Okay, and the last game in that division four this weekend is Vikings D, and they take on Valkyries D over in the West.
Yeah, and I think this is probably my game of the day. Valkyries D, they are 2 points behind Vikings D, but Valkyries D are probably, the second favourites for the league title, and this game represents everything to Valkyries D. If the Valkyries D can get a couple of points out of this game and get the win, then they'll be right back in that title fight. If they lose, they're out of the title fight, and I think that's it for their season in terms of the league. But Vikings D are super, super strong. And Andy Harding, even though given his age, and he is getting slower, is just such a quality player. Ash Osborne, Ash Dougal, you know, and that's not even talking about the women that they've got on that side. It is a really strong side. Getting old, I'm sure they won't mind me telling me to saying that. Sorry, the two Ashes and anybody else in that squad, but they are so, so capable.
And just to give a quick mention as well, we have the mixed under-16s games. Just to go through them, we have Ramsey, Rogues and Rascals. They take on Valkyries at 11. Then there's Backers A versus Castletown B, Vikings against Castletown A, and we also have Harlequins against Backers B. So just to quickly sum up, we've got around 30 seconds or so. If you had to pick out just a couple of games that are worth keeping an eye on this weekend, what would they be?
Well, Vikings D versus Valkyries D, as I've just said. And then, in all fairness, I think the likes of Valkyries A, Castletown Celts, just because it'll just be a really entertaining game to watch. And it might not be as close as I'd like it to be. I think Valkyries A are absolute favourites in that game. But you'll see physicality, you'll see determination from both sides. And I think that'll be a good game to watch.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.im today or find us on Facebook.
Time's absolutely flown this evening. Why are we are in fact out of time? Well, I had mentioned athletics at the start. If you want to hear more in-depth details about what's coming up in the athletics scene over the next coming months, Rhiann Evans speaking to Dave Griffiths. That'll be on Saturday Sports Classified over on our AM frequency tomorrow from 5 o'clock. And also, if you take a visit over to manxradio.com, you can see details of the recent progress of the Manx Rams in the Netball Europe Open Challenge over in Gibraltar, Isle of Man's cricket's progress in the T20i Tri-Series in Cyprus as well. Well, I will leave you to it this time around. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a very pleasant evening, and whatever you're having as well, have a very pleasant weekend. Until next time, bye for now. Manx Radio.